Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the beauty of your creation. As we sit here, we just listen to the roar of the waves. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for, but even greater than this, understanding that we have the faith that we are the children of Abraham. And therefore, we have got a relationship with you and we walk with you. And thank you, even as Abraham, it was times he struggled to believe, but praise God, you started a work and you completed and you let him believe that he believed that he was going to have a child, and he believed more in your word than what it was like in the natural. He didn't look at himself and he looked at his wife and he thought, no way, but he said, no, there's a big God. Our God is big. Our God is powerful. He can do what he said. And so it was. His belief and his trust was credited as righteousness. So thank you, Lord, that we've got the same righteousness, Father God, that you've met us and you are leading us as you did with Abram and all the prophets of old and the apostles and the new. And so we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful work in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We are reading Romans 4 from verse 17 to 22. As it is written in Scripture, I have made you a father of many nations, in the sight of him in whom we believed, that is God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. In hope against hope, Abram believed that he would become a father of many nations, as he had been promised by God. So numberless shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he considered his own body, now as good as dead, for producing children, since he was about 100 years old, and he considered the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he didn't doubt or waver in unbelief concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and empowered by faith, giving glory to God, being fully convinced that God had the power to do what he had promised. Therefore, his faith was credited to him as righteousness, right standing with God.
Hallelujah. I love Romans chapter 1, where it says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So it's from God's faith. God has faith. He knows why he made us. He knows the purposes that he's laid out for us, the great and precious promises. So it's so important as we have surrendered and come to the Lord and we draw close to him. We've got the Spirit of God that knows the thoughts of God and eyes to see and ears to hear. It's so important we hear the promises and we believe them. It's wonderful in 2 Peter chapter 1, it says that through these great and precious promises, we partake of the divine nature, the wonderful love plan of God. That's what we partake of. So the encouragement again is as we do every day. You were made by God and you were made for God. When God said, let us make man in our image and likeness, it's wonderful, but the image and likeness and the full potential doesn't come about unless we stay in tune with God. Just like a fish dies outside of the water. And the same way we as fish, we've got to be in the water. As the children of God, we've got to abide in God. He's the water of life. In him we live and move and have our beings. Our life is hid with Christ in God. So as children of the living God, with a destiny, with a purpose, with a unique fragrance that is available to us, we stay with the Lord. We develop with the Lord. We look to the Lord. And that's living by faith, living by his faith. In his light do we see light. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the goodness of the Lord is for you in the land of the living. David says so beautifully. He said he would have despaired and had no hope, no expectations. But he knew, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So let that be your portion as well. You've got a destiny to fulfill, a road to run, to take hold of that which Christ has taken hold of you. Taken hold of you for purpose. Bible says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for us. Amen.
Amen.